big day of racing yesterday. Who better to tell us what happened than Radio Yorkshire's racing correspondent, Bobby Beavers, who joins us online. Good afternoon, Bobby. How are things with you?
Yes, good afternoon to you there, Richard. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Looking over overlooking a murky Ellen Road, as it always seems to be when I'm sat in this chair. But you had an exciting day at Haydock Park yesterday. You were with us in the morning and through the afternoon on Radio Yorkshire. You spoke to Daryl Jacob. We heard that just before the Leeds United live programme started at 1:30. And he got the day off to a winning start. And I guess he should have done on the 2-13 favourite, but a good ride from Daryl Jacob.
Yeah, a superb ride from Daryl Jacob. As you said as well, I did speak to him before the Leeds United commentary. I spoke to him. Very nice guy as well. He had quite a lot of time for Ricky Henderson. He actually rode Peace & Co. as well in the Summit Juvenile Hurdle. Now, this horse is in the same colours. It's got the same owners and stuff, so the same trainer. And top-notch, it was very well. He travelled absolutely beautifully throughout the whole of the race. His jumping was superb. And again, it was just a case of Daryl had to bring him into the race nicely and just sit tight and let the horse do all the running. I can confirm as well that Top Notch has got an entry in the Triumph Hurdle at Cheltenham this year, and it's currently 12-1. It was 14. It's round about 12-1 now with the bookmakers. I'm pretty sure as well, Richard, that Daryl Jacob will retain the mount because Peace & Co. is currently the favourite for this year's Triumph Hurdle. My nap of the entire festival as well. Nick Henderson's got three horses, hopefully, in this year's Triumph Hurdle. That's Peace & Co., what heads the market. That'll be ridden by Barry Geraghty. Hargam, in the cause of J.P. McManus, that'll be ridden by A.P. McCoy. That's currently the second favourite. And then the other horse in the field will be Top Notch, and that'll be ridden by Daryl Jacob. I'm not quite sure still on now this offer, but I actually requested with Betfred yesterday's sponsors at Haydock if they could give me a price for the special market, and that was for Nicky Henderson to train the winner of the Triumph Hurdle. That was currently even money. Whether or not that still is the case now, but if you have got an account with Betfred, maybe looking at that, depending on how the market went yesterday. But yeah, that could be a pretty good price, that even money for Nicky Henderson to train the winner of this year's Triumph Hurdle. But Top Notch looks a very exciting juvenile from the Nicky Henderson yard. I actually quickly spoke to Daryl after, and I said to him, I said, what a brilliant performance from the horse. He agreed with me. He says, yeah, he's a great horse with a big, bright future. So definitely look out for Top Notch. Even at at Cheltenham as well, you know, don't rule him out of the Triumph Hurdle. I know we've got quite a lot of good horses in that field. We've got Hargam. We've also got Calcra as well from the William Mullins yard. Also got Parit Peredian that won the Grade 1 in Ireland not so long ago. So there's some quite good horses, but I think Top Notch potentially at the 12-1 could be an excellent each way bet. We may even see as well a tri-cast of Nicky Henderson horses for Peace & Co. to win, Hargam to finish second, and then Top Notch to finish third. You know, we don't know this. It whatever turns up on the day, a potential tri-cast for the Radio Yorkshire listeners. But take nothing away from Top Notch. Very exciting juvenile, got a bright future in the same colours of Peace & Co. as well, and it was a superb performance on the day to take the opener.
Anything else to note from yesterday at Haydock? A 7 race card. We had the Grand National Trial as well.
Yeah, well, just before the Grand National Trial, we did have a Grade 2 3-mile hurdle race, which included at Fisher's Cross. Now, I think it's fair to say, Richard, that Fisher's Cross has gone off the boil a bit. Now, he's not won for nearly 2 years, and that was the Sefton Stakes at entry, the Grand National meeting. That was back in 2013, and I think it's fair to say he's pretty much gone downhill since then. You know, he's not winning. I was there at Wetherby back in November when he was entering the Grade 2. Now, there was only three horses in that field, I think he went off the 4-7 favourite, and he actually finished last of three. Cole Hardin for Warren Greatrex and Gavin Sheehan, that one on the day. So yesterday, you heard myself and Stuart Machin previewing this race, and we both agreed that Fisher's Cross is the class horse of the field, and on paper, he should win, but he wasn't travelling very well. He finished fifth out of six. You know, his jumping wasn't great, and even, you know, the champion, the magic man, AP McCoy, couldn't even get a good tune out of him. So it's a bit of a shame, because at one point, you know, at Fisher's Cross was a good horse, and, you know, I thought he were going places, but he's just gone off the boil so much. I doubt very much he'll go to Cheltenham. He did finish third in last year's World Hurdle, behind more of that and Annie Power, but very much, Richard, that Rebecca Curtis will send this horse to Cheltenham this year. But it is a shame, because he really has got off the boil at the moment. You mentioned there the Betfred Grand National Trial. Now, as I said to you yesterday, there was eight horses that were declared in this field of 12 that have been entered for this year's Grand National at Aintree. And just to like review the race, the actual winner was a horse called Life for It, and that was for trainer Lucinda Russell and jockey Peter Buchanan. He was actually the oldest horse in the race as well, at 11 years old. I spoke to Peter after, and the Grand National entry is not on the radar, so he won't be going for the Grand National entry. Possibly he will go for the Scottish Grand National, which is via a week after that's run up at Ayr. So last year when he was in this race as well, which is interesting, he got pulled up. Peter said that was because, you know, he was mainly running over hurdles last season. So I think it was a bit of a trial and error for him to go in the Scottish Grand National. That was last year. But he said if he went into the race this year, you know, he'd be a lot more better prepared at jumping over the fences. So possibly he will go for the Scottish Grand National. The horse will finish second in the race. That was Harry the Viking for trainer Sandy Thompson and jockey Derek Fox. Now, Life for It won the race. Harry the Viking finished second. Now, these two actually met in a veterans race at Kelso, and it actually came out like this as well. Life for It won that race at Kelso. Harry the Viking finished second, and history repeated itself yesterday. Now, when they met at Kelso, Life for It actually beat Harry the Viking by two lengths. Yesterday it was a different story, because he only got beat by a head, Harry the Viking, to Life for It. So a lot closer it was yesterday than what we saw at Kelso. But Harry the Viking, he will go for the Grand National. He was 100-1 before the race, but after a very good display from that horse, he's now had a bit of market support in the anti-post market. He's now gone from 100-1 to 50-1 to win the big one at Aintree in April. The horse who finished third in the race was Monbeg Dude, and that was for trainer Michael Scudamore. AP McCoy was the jockey in the saddle. Now, AP McCoy actually didn't have a winner yesterday. I'll come to that in a second, but Monbeg Dude, that will go for the Scottish. Sorry, I beg your pardon. That will go for the Grand National in April. So look out for Monbeg Dude. He finished fourth in the Welsh Grand National, should I say, in November. I thought he did run well. AP McCoy was the jockey in the saddle, and that ran on to finish third. Gaslight Boy for Philip Hobbs and Richard Johnson, that ran on to finish fourth. I tell you what was a bit of a shame, is that the favourite in this race, which is also going for the Grand National, that's Broadway Buffalo for trainer David Pipe and jockey Connor O'Fallon. Now, it was a bit of a shame that he fell, Richard, because he was travelling really well. It was the same ride, he tied him at the bike, you know, and he just jumps. And then when the time's right, it brings him into the race gradually. Now, we saw this in the Tommy Whittle steeplechase at Haydock last year. That's when he first offended. So he won the Tommy Whittle. He was fairly disappointed in the Roland Merrick, finished well down the list. That was at Webby Boxing Day. He was due to run in the Peter Marsh, but was declared on running. That was also at Haydock. Yesterday in this Betfred Grand National Trial, he went off favourite. As I say, at the back of the field, travelling absolutely beautifully, and then he fell, which wasn't a shame, and I can remember Stuchin, the commentator, said, you know, what might have been, because he was travelling. Whether or not he could have got past the winning post first, it is a case of we will never know. But he will definitely go for Grand National in April. Whether or not now he'll have a bit of a break and go there pretty fresh, I'm not sure. Or whether David will look to run him a few more times, you know. But it was a bit of a shame that he did fall in that race. He was a 6-1 favourite, and it was just one of them, Richie. You know what might have been. He has got an entry as well in the Toby Balding National Hunt Chase for amateur riders at Cheltenham. He's currently round about the 25-1 mark. Whether or not he'll go for that, we don't know, but currently 50-1 to win the Grand National in April.
Excellent stuff. Anything else to note from Haydock before we move on to talk about the Cheltenham Festival again?
Yeah, it was just IP McCoy, the champion. He didn't have a winner yesterday, which, you know, it's just one of them things, you know. Sometimes you win, sometimes you do lose. But yeah, since AP McCoy announced his retirement 8 days ago at Newbury, he's been riding every day since, clocking lots of miles on the clock. He's been riding in Wales, he's riding in Scotland, you know, and he has been getting the winners. He's had a winner every single day up until yesterday. As I say, at Fisher's Cross, let him down in the Grade 2 3-mile hurdle. He finished third in the Betfred Grand National Trial on Monbeg Dude, and then in another race later on in the Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle, which was also a 3-mile race, he could only finish third on the favourite Aquilim. That was your 100-30 favourite, finishing third on the day. So no win for AP McCoy. He's actually having a well-deserved day off as well today, I've got to say. I think he deserves it. You know, he's a workaholic. He's been working very hard, travelling around the UK, you know, so people see him. And he's also been notching up the winners as well. He was supposed to have a ride today at Foss Lass. That's now been declared a non-runner. So I hope the champion has got his feet up and, as I say, enjoying a well-deserved day off with his family.
Now on to Cheltenham again. And obviously, something mentioned on the Cheltenham preview, which if you missed on Thursday night, you can catch on our Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/Radio Yorkshire, is, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Sire de Grugy was mentioned on the programme, Bobby, that he could be racing before Cheltenham, and that's just about been confirmed this morning.
Yeah, well, for start, that's absolutely right. That's exactly how you pronounce the name of that horse. We spoke to Jamie Moore, the jockey of Sire de Grugy, because we saw him run last Saturday at Newbury, and he actually unseated the rider. Now, what we need to remember is that it was his first run back after being off from injury. So a good run was expected, because I did speak to Jamie, not on the Cheltenham show, which we did, but I also spoke to him before that run at Newbury, and he said he was going there, you know, to win the race, to show people what he's all about. So it was a bit of a shame, Richard, to see him fall. Take nothing away from Mr. Moll, though, that went on to win the race. But yeah, he did hint on our Cheltenham preview show that he might get another run in before he goes for the Queen Mother Champion Chase at Cheltenham. And I think it's, hopefully, should I say, it's not a definite, but there is a lot of speculation that he might be running at Chepstow on Saturday. I would imagine, to be honest with you, Richard, it's part of the prep, you know, because it wasn't great on Saturday. He travelled okay. But, you know, he did unseat the rider, so I'm assuming that Gary Moore wants to give him another ride, another run out, if you like, another day at the races before he goes for the Queen Mother. But also the Cheltenham preview, I'll say it now, I said it live on air on Thursday night as well. I do think Sire de Grugy will win the Queen Mother Champion Chase again. He won it last year back in 2014. I think potentially he could win it again this year. Luke Elder, who was in the studio with us, he also agreed as well. So I do believe that Sire de Grugy can win the Queen Mother Champion Chase. And also as well, it'd be good to see him next Saturday, and hopefully he can have a winner before he goes to Cheltenham.
Bobby, excellent stuff. Where are you this week?
Well, I can confirm that Tuesday I'm at Wetherby, and on Wednesday I'm at Doncaster, and on Thursday I shall be in the studios for our horse racing show, previewing the racing on the weekend. So definitely listen to that. It's to be on Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Until 9 o'clock, but some Yorkshire racing to look forward to. As I say, Tuesday I will be at Wetherby. AP McCoy's got a ride there as well, so the champion will be back in Yorkshire. Doncaster, I'll be there on Wednesday, Thursday in the studio, and I've got another day off on a Saturday, so I think I'll enjoy the weekend watching the racing on the TV, I think.
Well, that's okay, so I'm not in Saturday either, but I'm in Wednesday, so I shall speak to you then, Bobby. Excellent stuff as always, Bobby Beavers. Radio Yorkshire's racing correspondent with all the latest on the world of four-legged beasts.